evolutionary ideas, and that's even further proof of the decline in our moral standards.
An ordinary dinner party. Rather dull, really. Yet memory, selective and perverse, now invests it with an aura of foreboding and unease. In retrospect, it's become a ritual gathering of victim and suspects. Not all the suspects, of course. Felix Hearn, for one, wasn't at Martingale that weekend.
Make the most of me, Felix, while you can. I can't really see my freedom lasting. Martha will certainly have her out in time, and I don't really blame her. She doesn't like Sally Jupp, and neither do I.
Now, I wonder why that is, Deborah, my love. Is the girl perhaps chasing after your precious brother?
Don't be vulgar, Felix. But to be honest, Stephen does seem rather impressed. I think it's because she asks his advice about the baby whenever he's at home. I've tried to point out that he's supposed to be a surgeon, not a paediatrician, but it doesn't stop her. You'll see for yourself on Saturday.
And who else will be there, apart from the intriguing Sally Jupp?
Stephen, of course. And Catherine Bowers. You met her the last time you were at Martingale.
So I did. Rather poached egg eyes, but an agreeable figure. And more intelligence than you or Stephen were willing to allow her.
If she impressed you so much, then our annual fete is a golden opportunity to give Stephen a break. He was rather taken with her once, and now she sticks to him like a limpet. It bores him horribly.
By rather taken, I suppose you mean that Stephen seduced her. Well, he must find his own way out of that. I certainly shan't intervene. But I won't miss your fate. I've a feeling the weekend will be rather interesting. A house full of people all disliking each other is bound to be explosive.
Oh, it isn't as bad as that.
Very nearly. To start off with, Stephen doesn't like me. He's never bothered to hide it. I think he thinks we're having an affair.
I sometimes wonder why we aren't.
Well, one good reason is you don't really want to.
I certainly don't want to fall in love again. You're right about that. Edward's death... I never want to go through all that again. But an affair, Felix.
Darling Deborah, let me explain. Interrogation at the hands of the Gestapo affected people in different ways. Those that survived, of course. Some emerged determined to devote the rest of their lives to humanity. Others were convinced that life owed them some sort of recompense, and they've spent the last 10 years grabbing at any pleasure that comes their way. With me, it's different. I'm afraid I've become rather suspicious of life. It takes me longer and longer these days to commit myself to anything.
I understand, Felix. No, honestly, I do. And by the way, I don't think Stephen does dislike you.
Oh, yes, he does. And you don't like Catherine Bowers, which means she dislikes you and will probably extend her feelings to me. Martha and you dislike Sally Jupp, and she, poor girl, probably loathes you all. I suppose that pathetic creature Miss Liddell will be there. A more unsuitable person to run a home for unmarried mothers it would be difficult to imagine. Your mother doesn't like her, that I do know, so all in all this weekend is going to be a perfect orgy of suppressed emotion.
Deborah! Collie said you were up here. Sorry I was out. Have you been waiting long?
About a quarter of an hour. But I only came here on the off chance. I was having lunch with Felix. I suddenly thought I'd call in at the hospital before starting home.
Lovely to see you, big sister.
I've spent most of the time looking out of the window.
Then you saw her?
Yes, Stephen. I did see you and Sally Jupp. You could hardly miss all that golden hair, even from the fourth floor.
Deb, I want you to look at something. Here, these tablets. Have you seen them before?
Aren't they some of Father's? Where did you get them?
Sally found them and brought them up to me. She phoned from Liverpool Street to ask me to meet her. She found them in Father's bed.
How do you mean? I don't understand.
She found them between the mattress cover and the mattress, down the side. His drawer sheet was rucked and she was smoothing it when she noticed a little bulge in the corner of the mattress underneath the fitted cover. This is what she found. 10 of them, tied up in a handkerchief. Father must have been saving them for weeks, perhaps months. I can guess why.
Does he know she found them?
She doesn't think so. Of course, we don't really know if he's still capable of acting independently at all. They may have been there for some time and he may have lost the power to get at them and use them. We can't tell what goes on in his mind. Trouble is, none of us has bothered to try. Except Sally.
But Stephen, that isn't true. We sit with him, we nurse him, but he just lies there. He doesn't seem to notice people anymore. He isn't really Father. There's no contact between us. I have tried. I swear I have. But to deceive us all systematically and hide away 10 tablets one by one, it must have happened months ago.